Good evening, darling. I know you're feeling really anxious and wrought up right now. I know that feeling when your mind is racing in a way that you just can't control. You can't exert anything over, and it feels almost like a whirlwind has taken over your head and brought your body and soul along with it. You may be experiencing physical symptoms like your heart palpitating or goosebumps. What I want you to do before we go any further is to go get yourself a big drink of water and start by gently sipping it. But make sure you have at least a glass inside you. Hydration can be so easy to forget, particularly when our brains are racing. But with any physical symptoms that are coming with your anxiety, it will be all the more important to make sure you are hydrated, because you'll be going through that hydration faster. Now, I want you to make sure wherever you are, you're feeling really comfortable. Whether you're lying down on your bed or sitting in a favorite chair, maybe even just sit or lie down on the floor if you need to. Sometimes being connected to the floor can create a grounding that other surfaces just can't. Whatever it is you most need. The things that you are feeling now are valid. It may be that the thoughts are in some way distorted, that the feelings you're getting are not logical. But that doesn't make the feeling any less real for you at the moment, and that's okay. So, before we go any further, I want you to think about all those thoughts. What are those thoughts? What are the things that keep going round and round? And we're not going to fight them. We're not going to tell them they're wrong. We're not going to try and push them away. We're going to accept them. And what I like to do now is, if I have a piece of paper and a pen, to start just writing down every single thought that comes into my head. Whether it's relevant to what's going on right now or not. It could be the very things that have triggered you. It could be a random thought about something completely unrelated. It could be just that you feel thirsty, or that you need to restock your fridge sometime soon, or whatever. Whatever comes into your head, write it down. And know that all these thoughts are okay. All these thoughts are real. Take your arms and wrap them around yourself. It may seem silly, but I want you to squeeze, almost like you're giving yourself a hug. There's a good chance that if your hackles, as they say, are up as a result of the way you're feeling, you are somewhat experiencing some kind of sensory processing problem right now. That's just a natural reaction to how you may feel. And if that's true, then holding yourself tightly, just enough so you can feel, not so much it hurts, it's a way of grounding that. A way of using a physical sensation to create mental ease. You are a wonderful human, a brilliant human, a capable human, and you are human. And human beings have trouble sometimes. Human beings get overwhelmed sometimes. Human beings make mistakes or get taken in by distorted thoughts. And in this moment, you may very well feel like you cannot remember what it feels like not to be anxious. Like, this is everything. This is all. There is no emotions outside of what you're feeling right now. And that's okay. That's very common. But try, if you can, to remind yourself that this will pass, because it's passed before. Even when the darkness of depression or anxiety has consumed you, that light inside you, that beauty that you feel whenever you're on point or in the zone or whatever you like to call it, is still there somewhere. And it doesn't matter if you can't feel it, it doesn't matter if you can't see it or can't find it in you, it's still there. And just like I hope my voice is doing now, it can be calling out to that distorted part of your thoughts and reminding you that though it feels real, those thoughts are not real. Those thoughts are distortions of what is true. If you were able to write down all your thoughts on paper, I want you to open your eyes if you had them closed and look at that paper now. Look at all the things you wrote down and identify all the thoughts that might be causing anxiety. And then ask yourself, just how true are these thoughts? Are they an over-exaggeration? Are they based on feelings and not facts? Are you diminishing the positive parts? You may feel, for example, like everything is too much to cope, like you're always going to fail. You may have a thought like that down there with words like always or never. And that's not true, because you know there have been times in your life when things have gone the opposite way to that statement you've made. So bad things don't always happen. Good things don't never happen. Those are distortions. But we haven't fought them. We've accepted those thoughts. We've acknowledged them. And now we look at them under that light. That light, I hope my voice is helping to shine a little bit brighter. That light inside you that's illuminating this and showing you that however real that may feel, it's not true. We need our possible to write down next to one of those thoughts all the ways in which it's distorted, all the ways in which it's been exaggerated by your mind. Look for words like should, or never, always, can't, must. Things that are emotive rather than logical. And there's nothing wrong with thinking emotively. The fact that you're able to think in emotions like this is one of the reasons that you are able to make such beautiful things happen in the world. And you do make beautiful things happen in the world. You may not be able to feel it right now, but you do. And if you weren't able to think with your emotions, that would be so much harder. But sometimes our brains don't use that process properly, and it can take over. And that's when we can do something like this and look at what are those thoughts causing you to feel so stressed right now. You may be thinking that if you don't do a certain thing, or if a certain thing doesn't happen, everything will be lost, it will be a disaster. But you have overcome worse things in the past. You have. I know you have. Because we all have. And you, even if the worst case scenario was to happen, which it very likely won't, then you would be able to overcome it because you do. You can carry on. You can take this challenge and move forward. I know that. And I think you know that too. We're going to take just a couple of breaths to finish off now. So with me, we're going to breathe in for four, hold it for four, and then breathe out for four. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In. One, two, three, four. Hold it. And out, one, two, three, four. Let's do it again. Make sure your eyes are closed now. In, one, two, three, four. Hold it. One, two, three, four. Out, one, two, three, four. One last time. In, one, two, three, four. Hold it. Two, three, four. And out. One, two, three, four. I'm going to count to three. And as I do, I want you to very slowly open your eyes. Just gently rolling back the lids and coming back to the world. Hopefully feeling a little better. One. Two. Three. You are incredible, whether you believe it or not, right now, you are. And if you need to do the audio all over again, go right ahead. You are beautiful, you are wonderful, and whatever it is that set you off, I know you are going to overcome it. Goodbye, darling.